What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. The phone lines are still open here, 800-313-9443. And we're talking about the Brett Kavanaugh confirmation. We're talking about Christine Ford. And we've been talking over the last few days about how she is well motivated to go after Brett Kavanaugh. First of all, Brett Kavanaugh's mother, also a judge, ruled against Christine Ford's parents in a foreclosure action. So there is probably some residual resentment there. Christine Ford herself is incredibly liberal. She was a fundraiser for Hillary Clinton. And now we're finding out that she was also working in the abortion pill industry. And she's tied to this abortion pill pharmaceutical company called Corcept Therapeutics. And they manufacture and market an abortion pill drug called mifepristone. In fact, I understand it's the only product they actually do make here. But Christine Ford is a co-author of at least 8 published scientific papers produced by the pharmaceutical giant to promote its pills. So now we have the issue of abortion industry profits as a motive for Christine Ford to have concocted this story. All right. Now, somebody noticed earlier that Christine Ford's high school yearbooks have been taken down from the internet. You know, in the age of the internet, everybody's yearbooks are up there. My yearbook is up there. And apparently somebody realized this was going to happen, and they made copies, and they're now going viral all over the net because these photos and articles inside the high school yearbooks show that Christine Ford went to this very exclusive elite school that basically they spent all their time partying. They talk about a lot of drinking. Some of the photos of Christine are a little, shall we say, risque for high schoolers. But apparently she was a wild child and a party girl, and they don't want you to know that as well. Anyway, moving on from that, Sarah Carter is out there saying that the Department of Justice and the Federal Bureau of Investigation are colluding to defy the Trump declassification order. That what they are going to do next week is they're going to deliver a new set of the documents that still have redactions. The earlier report that the FBI and Department of Justice were going to negotiate with Trump over the redactions, apparently that didn't work out. Trump said, give it to us unredacted, period. His executive order specifically said without redaction. All of the Russia investigation texts and FBI and Department of Justice are saying, well, who do you think you are, the President of the United States? We're not going to reveal our secrets to you. And Trump needs to start firing all these people right now. Sometimes I wish that Donald Trump would wake up one morning and say, gee, I really am the president, and start acting like one. He's coming across as a very weak leader. He's certainly good at self-promotion. There's a lot of video out there, you know, where he's out there talking and, you know, giving out medals and down in South Carolina looking at the flood and everything. But he's not leading the government. He's being led by the government, and that is a serious situation. Sarah Carter is also reporting that the FBI maintained 2 separate books, sets of books for Spygate. One was an accurate collection of records for the upper echelon of the FBI, and then they made another one just for appearances, one that was softened. And she was on Sean Hannity's show and said that, yeah, there was 2 sets of books one that was telling what was really going on, and another one that was just there for show. Now, we've been talking about Project Veritas, and they're doing amazing work. And one of the things that's really amazing is, after all the videos Project Veritas has done, why anybody inside the government or an organization like Planned Parenthood would just speak freely about all this stuff in front of somebody who might have a camera. You'd think people like that would start shutting up, but this, looking at the videos, ignoring what's being said, there's a lot of arrogance on display from these officials, if you will. So, as we mentioned earlier in the show, this communist who was saying he couldn't be fired has been fired. But now the Department of Justice says they will investigate the second Veritas video that exposed some shenanigans in Health and Human Services about slowing things down. And so there's going to be an investigation. Of course, it may be no more real investigation than they did of Hillary Clinton. Excuse me a second. The Justice Department is also asking their Inspector General to investigate the DEA over possible leaks that led to massacres in Mexico. And Inspector General Michael E. Horowitz said that an internal review had flagged the DEA's Sensitive Investigative Units program as an area of high risk, and say that there need to be more controls in place to ensure that DEA operations, information, and personnel are protected from compromise. Basically, they're saying somebody was leaking information to the drug cartels, probably paid very well for it, and it led to a lot of deaths down in Mexico. Getting on back up here, north of the border, this is out of TruePundit.com, we're getting more of these internal emails, and they're being pried out by the court system bit by bit. But recent emails from Special Counsel Robert Mueller's office show that his team members were associating with corporate media reporters outside the office. And first of all, there's the issue about information being leaked to the corporate media, which is a tacky no-no. And I understand Larry Klayman is actually looking at filing a lawsuit against Mueller for the grand jury leaks. But the other problem is that once they were outside the office, they could use their own personal communications device, which are not secured. And if you're sitting in an open restaurant talking about Mueller's sensitive and classified Trump investigation, you can be overheard. This was incredibly reckless behavior. Now, up at Judicial Watch, Tom Fitton is saying they're going to court again, trying to get the Fusion GPS records. And they're before U.S. District Court Judge Reggie B. Walton regarding communications of the Office of the Attorney General with Nellie Orr, the wife of former senior Department of Justice official Bruce Orr, who was critical to the creation of the Clinton DNC dossier, the dodgy dossier, the P dossier, whatever you want to call it here. And the subject of the hearing was the lawsuit that Judicial Watch filed all the way back on March 1st of this year, after the Department of Justice failed to respond to their December of 2017 Freedom of Information Act request. So they're having to go through the court system again. And Judge Walton apparently openly expressed that he shares their frustration with a bureaucracy that is trying to keep secrets. Do you remember the DNC fraud lawsuit? For those of you who don't, here's a quick recap. During the 2016 election, it came on out that the Democratic National Committee, under the command of Debbie Wasserman Schultz, actively worked to prevent Bernie Sanders from winning the nomination. They literally rigged the primaries for Hillary Clinton. And they were promptly sued by a bunch of Democratic donors who said, we donated money to the Democratic Party on behalf of Bernie Sanders, and you guys cheated him. We want a refund. Now, the lawsuit was dismissed initially by a judge on jurisdictional grounds, but the dismissal is in the process of an appeal in the Federal 11th Circuit Appellate Court. And a hearing on the matter has been set for the 25th. And again, delay, drag it out and drag it out. And this fraud lawsuit is no stranger to unusual and atypical occurrences. The latest is the judge who was hearing this appeal has been recused. Judge Robin S. Rosenbaum, has now recused himself from the case. I mean, this case, there's missing information, destroyed evidence, strange, unaccountable deaths of people. It is a mess over there. Now, we were talking yesterday about how activists in Chicago had succeeded in getting the city to say no to Barack Obama's Obama Center, which was going to take up a big chunk, 19.3 acres of a public park. And the people of Chicago wanted to have the park. And this whole project got started because originally they were told this would be Obama's presidential library, which is definitely something that you want to have in your city. And they got bamboozled. The presidential library is going to be elsewhere. This is just going to be an Obama center. It's basically his ego on display. And it went back and forth, and the permitting hadn't been completed, but the construction people are already cutting down the park's trees, which everybody is very upset about. Well, Rahm Emanuel has apparently stepped on in because the Chicago City Council is now set to approve plans for the Obama Center. And here's where it gets really interesting. The Obama Presidential Center is going to pay just $10, that's 10, for a 99-year lease. $10 for a 99-year lease. Okay, let's take a phone call. Fred in Michigan, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, that lease, I would speculate, is brought to you by Mr. Casino Magnet, Talmudic, Kabbalah, Zohar, Ashkenazi, what's his name out there? Oh, man, you know that big-time casino.
Sheldon Adelson?
Yes, thank you. Him and the Annenberg Group, you know who, let's see, NoPlaceForCorruption.com, guy out of Philadelphia that comes on Sundays with, or Saturdays with Rick Adams. That guy's been tracking this for about 20 years. So yeah, it looks like Saul Alinsky, is, reincarnated in the, this Talmudic life form, Rahm Emanuel. But, you know, these unsolved, mystery murders of Seth Conrad Rich and his, what, five friends, they all were murdered within, 5 weeks. There were six murders within 5 or 4 weeks. And they were all.
Well, there was a rapid string of murders. We don't know how closely interconnected all these people were with each other or with Seth Rich. But yeah, during the height of the 2016 campaign, there were several new additions to the Clinton dead bodies list.
Yeah, well, these guys, Mike, the people at AIM, American Intelligence Media, two of your callers identified that group earlier this week, I think, Monday. You know, Scott in Texas and Mo in Florida. And they tweaked my memory because Andrew McKibben and this other guy, Douglas Gabriel. Gabriel's former NSA, former Jesuit, and Andrew McKibben and his associates of Leader Technologies, they developed this really advanced internet technology software. And it was hijacked, stolen from them, patent infringements all the way. They went to court, and the judge, they ultimately determined, was big time on the take because he had major holdings in the companies that stole Leader Technologies technology. And they also revealed, you spoke earlier about Russia's, unparalleled missile technology. I think it's called the Sunburn missile. This hypersonic maneuverable thing. Well, guess what? Andrew McKibben, Douglas Gabriel, and their associates tracked the evolution of that missile technology to Raytheon, which just happened along with Microsoft and, let's see, Intel and about four other companies. They went over to some suburb of Moscow, I believe it is, Skolnikov or something like that, Skolnikov. And it's a big time sort of it's definitely high tech R&D. And so essentially, Mike, Michael Herzog with Brendan O'Connell has elucidated is the fact that, and man, there's the Times of Israel.
O'Connell, okay, Fred, can you get to the point? You're kind of meandering all over the place here. What are you trying to say?
What I'm getting to, bro, is this, man. We're being told the Russians are our enemy. Well, the Bolsheviks, communist Jews, according to Haaretz, Jerusalem Post, Israel Times, et al., they're the same ones that run communist China. They run the Politburo. There's photographs, etc. And in all these articles, Mike, I wish you would interview Brendan O'Connell sometime, because he's got it all memorized, man. There's just like 500 articles since like 2007, mostly in Israeli or other highly credentialed sources documenting that the Israeli government is in bed with communist Bolshevik Russia and China, with the help, with the aid and abetting of U.S. Congress, obviously, via AIPAC and all the rest of these Talmudic Jew organizations, man.
Okay, first of all, I'm troubled by your keep using the word Talmudic Jew and so forth and so on. If you want to talk about Israelis, and there's obviously no secret to the fact that Israel interacts with all kinds of countries all around the world. But the degree of cooperation, saying that they're in bed with these other governments, that I think is an unsupported statement here, especially because ever since what happened with the Ilyushin 20, relations between Israel and Russia have definitely become very, very strained. It's a very dynamic situation. Anyway, Fred, thank you for the phone call. We're coming up in a commercial break, and I'm going to have to let you go. So we have another caller waiting on the line, but I'm going to leave him till after the commercial break here. Meanwhile, over in Russia today, they're reporting China denies meddling in the U.S. midterm elections, which they came out in response to Donald Trump's tweet accusing China of meddling in U.S. elections. First it was Russia, then it's China. Trump has fallen into the same bad habit of blaming others for the failings of our own government. He had a chance to fix our election system so it could not be tampered with, and he dropped the ball. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I can't believe I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And yes, we're standing here once again with our collection plate held out to you because we need your help. If we're going to go on doing what we're doing, we do need your assistance. The entire independent media is under attack right now, and that includes going after advertisers or any other funding sources. And for those of you who have donated, you have my thanks. And that of the network. And for those of you who haven't donated yet, well, we need you to step up here. And again, any amount will help. There's no such thing as too small of a donation. So the postal address to send a check, money order, or if you prefer anonymity cash, is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number where you can make a credit card or debit card donation or pledge to be a recurring subscriber is 800-724-2719, extension 1 during business hours. And remember, it's Central Standard Time, or extension 3 at all other hours. So the network thanks you. All right, we're going to go back to the phones here to Stuart in Florida. Aloha, Stuart. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Okay, Mike, thanks. First, let me embarrass you a little bit by telling you what a great show you have. I've been listening for about 4 months, I remember you from years ago, I think, and a friend reminded me of you, and I started listening, and I never regretted it. So anyway, I hope you feel fully embarrassed now.
I do.
I just wanted to give you a heads up that there's a big counteroffensive by ISIS in Deir Ezzor, and being reported by Al Mazdor News. And, you know, the thing is, I don't think they're going to let Putin get out of there without getting into a war. You know, whatever happens, whatever he tries to do, you're right there to try to provoke something. And,
yes.
You know, personally, I think after this latest outrageous Israeli attack, where they were deliberately, you know, hiding and deceiving, you know, the Syrian air defense, they should have went in there and bombed an airfield. You know, make sure those planes don't take off anymore. I mean, there has to be some consequence. It's just, you know, Russia, Putin keeps drawing red lines, and they get violated, and he does nothing. And it's like, you know, I understand he's bending over backwards, but pretty soon his back is going to break. And I just think he's got to, you know, I don't think there's any way to avoid it.
Well, you know, Putin does not want to let the situation escalate. You know, Russia and Syria and whatever Iran's presence actually is in Syria, they pretty much have won the war, except for Idlib. And obviously all of these Israeli actions, the U.S. actions, all of these ships showing on up is an indicator that the United States is not going to allow Syria to win this war. They're just looking for an excuse to just go on in, whether it's going to be a false flag attack of some kind. Again, we were reporting yesterday where the language has been changed. And they're no longer talking about a chemical weapons attack. They're saying any attack. And if this report about an ISIS counterattack from within Idlib, well, obviously Syrian and Russian forces are going to have to respond to it. And the U.S. may say, oh, look, there's an attack going on, and just launch.
But this is in Deir Ezzor, which I think is in the southeast. And it's right
close
to the U.S. base.
That's right. You did say that at the beginning. I'm still focused on the situation in Idlib. I'll take a look for that and see if I can get a confirmation.
One other thing, I'll let you go, is, you know, you often say Trump's got to put on his brass knuckles. Trump will tell you what you want to hear. I learned the hard way after voting for him. He's total BS, and his cowardice is just unbelievable. You can't even get him to declassify documents that would expose his enemies. And the latest I heard on that is that they're not going to be totally declassified because the other side is going to kind of send it out in dribs and drabs, hoping the Democrats will win the election, you know?
I agree. And, you know, Trump is proving to be a very weak leader. And it's amazing when you look at how easy he is to manipulate by the deep state. I mean, he's giving them all the wars that they want. You have to wonder, why are they still after him as hard as they are? And I think it may be because they're worried that one day he may wake up and say, yes, I'm the president, and say, let's get a real investigation into the Clinton Foundation. Let's get a real investigation into intelligence agencies that are running guns and drugs all over the place. But from where I sit, it almost feels like the federal government is starting to tear itself apart.
Yeah. Well, let's hope so. So anyway, thanks,
okay.
Mike. Have a good one.
All right, thanks an awful lot. I'm doing a search. I can't find any confirmation on that Deir Ezzor ISIS attack, but I'm sure it'll be there soon. All right, we're going to take another break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And I did find a confirmation that ISIS launched a big counterattack in southeast Deir ez-Zor. It apparently did not go all that well. It's actually been going on for the last 24 hours. But the U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces have reportedly captured the strategic town of Baghuz Fughani in southeastern countryside of Deir ez-Zor. And apparently the SDF were working in coordination with French and U.S. armies, is what they're saying, armies, that implies boots on the ground. And they achieved a major breakthrough. And they were able to crack the Islamic State's lines after U.S. attack helicopters repeatedly bombarded the terrorists, forcing them ultimately to fall back. So that's the story on what's happening with that. All right. Pardon me. Let's take another phone call. Richard, North Carolina. Aloha, Richard. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, I probably shouldn't have called. I'm sitting here getting more infuriated by what the U.S. is doing and what Israel's doing in the Middle East and in Syria, to be more specific. And I really shouldn't have called, but I get so upset when I hear what these people are doing. Hello?
Well, I understand that. I hear that from a lot of people calling the show. I mean, the degree of anger that's out there is just increasing. And,
you know, I've been aware of the perfidy of the United States since the Vietnam War, you know, and I was an activist back then. And I just am appalled by what our country is doing. I'm appalled by what Israel is doing. And I wish there were something I could do concretely to help, but there's nothing I can do. I feel so hopeless about that.
Well, all that we can really do is work to keep ourselves fully informed as to what's really going on so that we're not drinking the propaganda Kool-Aid being poured on us by the corporate media, and to work to educate those around us as to what's really going on. Because ultimately, again, without the willing and eager support of the civilian population, war becomes a very, very difficult thing to carry off. People don't want to pay for it. They don't want to send their children. They don't believe it's moral and right. And I think we're heading into a situation where the U.S. is starting all these wars all over the place. And ultimately, I think they're going to lose.
I think they are, too. And I hate to say it, but I hope that they do lose. Sorry.
Well, I'm not sure I want to go through that, but, you know, I'm just trying to be objective here.
I know you are. And I appreciate that. And I really, really appreciate whatreallyhappened.com. And I really appreciate RBN. And I'm so glad you exist because, well, I have to admit that when I listen, I get pissed off about a whole lot of things that are going on. But I got to tell you, I think you're the best information source available. There are a few others like Veterans Today and some other things that are really good, too. But I really appreciate being able to listen to you, and that's why I support RBN, and I do as much as I can always to financially support RBN. So keep up the good work, okay?
As long as I can. As long as I can. Thank you for the phone call and the kind words, Richard. We're going to switch over to Jim in New York. Aloha, Jim. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, hi, Mike. Yeah, I agree with you. Previous call, it's very depressing. And I also agree with Stuart that they're going to keep pushing Putin and keep pushing him and pushing him until they get some sort of conflict. But, you know, I was going to call, did you ever see the movie 3 Days of the Condor?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Watch the
one
last
of my favorites.
5-10 minutes with Robert
yes.
Redford and Cliff Robertson. Cliff Robertson says, you know, we play games. How to destabilize the regime, how to overthrow, is there a cheaper way to... And people should see that movie. They told us 40-something years ago that they were going to invade the Middle East. But, you know, I was struck by, you know, what happened to the 1970s type liberals who hated the CIA. Now they love the CIA. You notice that?
Well, it's not the same people. And the liberalism, it's not the same philosophy. Back in the 1970s, liberalism basically really did consist of the intellectuals who were trying to bring about a better world. Today, anybody who wants to feel superior just says, I'm a liberal. That makes me automatically superior to you conservatives. So just do what I tell you, listen to what I say, and don't question. And they've turned what at one point was a serious political philosophy into just a word game. And today's liberals are just walking around just looking for any reason to be offended so that they can go on the attack against somebody.
Yeah, but again, I think I pointed this out a couple months ago. They're liberal on all these BS issues, but when it comes to the Palestinians or the wars, they're all in. Or by their silence, they don't mind.
That's absolutely true here. And, you know, it's kind of hard to describe us as having a democratic system when the two major rival political philosophies are both representing the ultra rich.
Yeah. Yeah, it's very unfortunate, but I share your previous caller's consternation. I mean, I've called my congressman. I've called him about, and the president, four times, stay out of Syria, and no one listens. It's very,
no,
very depressing. And I'm afraid the best we can hope for is a Soviet Union-style collapse, which would get ugly, but it's worse than a nuclear war.
No, I think a nuclear war would be a lot worse than a Soviet Union-style collapse of this government. But something's going to happen. We don't know what, but it's very obvious the U.S. system, the global system, cannot keep going on the way it's going right now. Something has to break. Something has to let go.
Oh, no, I meant a nuclear war would be far worse than a Soviet Union star. That's what I meant. But thank you so much, and keep up the great show. Thank you.
Thank you. I will, just as long as I can. Thank you for the phone call, Jim. Now, Hillary Clinton is out there flapping her gums again. And she was being on Rachel Maddow's show, continuing this 24/7 media Russiagate hysteria. And Hillary Clinton was out there talking about Putin's three-dimensional chess. And she basically went on to say, I think I was an obstacle to Russia's plans to undermine and disrupt our democracy. I think I was an obstacle to impose greater authoritarian control in Russia. I think they wanted to get me out of the way. So here's Hillary Clinton saying, I'm the victim. I'm the victim. I'm the victim. Feel sorry for me. And I do wish she would shut up. And part of this, obviously, she's still trying to boost sales for her book, What Happened, which the last time I saw one in the store was in the manager's closeout bin. So let's skip on down here a little bit. This one is kind of weird here. Apparently, George Soros is out there interfering in Romania's internal affairs, trying to basically block a referendum vote on the traditional family. And so Amnesty International, which is one of Soros-funded operations, wants to block this traditional family referendum in Romania, which, if it passes, will define marriage as between a man and a woman. And I'm not even sure why Soros would really care that much about it, but that's where he's doing. This one is weird. Over in Arizona, their state school board is revising their curriculum. And apparently, Superintendent Diane Douglas tapped this individual, Joseph Kazell, to be in charge of Arizona's standards for teaching evolution. The problem is, this guy thinks the Earth is just 6,000 years old and insists that dinosaurs were present on Noah's Ark, but only the young ones. The adult ones were too big to fit. And he actually said all of this stuff in an interview with the Phoenix New Times, written by Joseph Flaherty. And so this Bible banger is out there. He's going to be in control of Arizona's proposed new state science standards on evolution. And he's going to stop it from being science. And he's going to basically use the public schools to teach religion, which I thought we were over that fight. I mean, schools are about education. If you want to talk about fairy tales and myths about angels on the head of a pin, that's what the churches are for. And this gentleman is clearly ignorant of, or simply refuses to acknowledge, the vast amount of hard scientific repeatable evidence that the Earth is far older than 6,000 years and the dinosaurs did die out long, long before human beings evolved. So I feel sorry for those Arizona kids. They're going to get their brains all messed up here. Now, do you remember Cody Wilson? This was the guy from Austin, Texas, who developed data files for 3D printed guns, and he was giving them away for free on his website. Then there was an injunction against him, which he fought on First Amendment grounds, saying that plans to make a gun are not the gun. And then there was another injunction hit him. Now, all of a sudden, something very weird is going on, because it's being claimed that he has been charged with sexual assault and that he's now fled to Taiwan. This reeks of setup because apparently this girl set up this account on sugardaddymeat.com, 17-year-old girl. And she wanted to do this. She voluntarily went and signed up on sugardaddymeat.com, and she had sex with a 30-year-old man on August 15th, for which she was paid $500. And they're trying to say that this user named Sanjuro was Cody Wilson. This reeks of a setup or a smear job. And I'm waiting to hear from Cody himself as to what is going on. But it seems like anybody who is a threat to officialdom, the status quo, somehow they get roped into some kind of a sex crime allegation. Amazing here. Okay. Over at Apple, as you know, they're coming out with iOS 12. And apparently part of the new system is Apple is going to start assigning trust ratings to users of their phones based on phone call and email habits. No idea what they're going to use with it. They're claiming that this will help identify and prevent fraud by sharing the information about how you use your device, including the approximate number of phone calls and or emails you send and receive, will be used to compute a device trust score when you attempt a purchase. And the scores are stored on Apple's servers. I'm not sure I'm comfortable with that. We know that the criminals are going to find a way around it very, very quickly here. Interestingly enough, though, Apple has announced a new smartwatch that, in addition to tracking heart data, can actually run an EKG, detect atrial fibrillation, promising it will save lives. And apparently one of the largest insurance companies out there, John Hancock, is now saying that all future life insurance will be based on people wearing these health trackers, so that John Hancock knows you are living a healthy lifestyle, that you are doing regular workouts and healthy food purchases. Privacy advocates are out there saying, this is kind of a little out there. We want the old-fashioned life insurance. John Hancock is saying no. That if you want life insurance for them, you have to let your health be monitored continuously by the insurance company. Now, I don't have a problem with auto insurance companies giving you that little plug-in thing that you put into the standard socket underneath the steering wheel to monitor your driving, to basically determine what your rates ought to be. That's usually only temporary anyway. This is, I think, a little intrusive. And we're just getting into the situation of having no privacy left whatsoever. Now, iPhone owners are saying that now the all-new iPhone XS and XS Max are being launched. All of a sudden, they're seeing battery life seems to have been cut in half in the older models. And we've seen this accusation every time Apple comes out with a new model watch. The older ones will slow down. Their batteries will only hold half the charge. In order to incentivize people to get the new hot phone here. Now, Apple is saying that the recently released iOS 12 is responsible for the decline in battery performance because it does so much more when it's running on your iPhone. I'm not sure if I believe that or not. Okay. Barclays customers got hit by an online glitch. They were locked out of their online accounts for hours today. The bank said it's technical problems. The mobile phone app was still working, though. Apparently, over in China, they have started using a facial recognition system for students to pay for their meals in the cafeteria. Apparently, you have an account already set up. There's money in it, or it's linked to some kind of payment system. And you simply walk by this kiosk. It takes a second, and then you are cleared to go on in and get your meal. All right. We're going to take a break for commercials. Back with the last segment of our program after these few words.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Last segment of our program today here. We're talking a little bit about computers here. And we have talked for a while about how hackers will use your machine to mine bitcoins for them. And they go after Bitcoin, Monero, and these other cryptocurrencies, and they're being mined by fraudsters who are using Eternal Blue, which was one of the U.S. National Security Agency hacking tools that was leaked last year. And so this report from the Cyber Threat Alliance says detected cases of illicit cryptocurrency mining have skyrocketed to 459% in 2018 compared to last year. And that surge is linked to the leak of Eternal Blue. It's a tool to exploit vulnerabilities in outdated Microsoft Windows-based systems. So thanks an awful lot, National Security Agency. You really have made us a lot more secure. Over at Government Payment Service, Inc., or GovPayNet, it's a place where you can go to make various payments related to government. But apparently, it also has a major security weakness, and there are concerns that this site has leaked more than 14 million customer records, including names, addresses, and worse, credit card information. So the way it works is after somebody pays for a bill on the GovPayNet website, they are directed to a confirmation page for each transaction, which includes a unique string of numbers at the end of the URL. But Krebs on Security found out that hackers could simply type in different receipt numbers in the web address and they would be shown other people's bills. Now, if somebody were to automate that process to simply resubmit that URL with different receipt numbers, they could basically mine off all of that information there. Supposedly, today was going to be the day that they were going to test this emergency system that lets the president text every U.S. cell phone all at once. Part of the reason is Americans are appalled by this. They're threatening to turn off their phones in protest. They're concerned that he'll start using this system the way he uses Twitter and will be getting all these tweets, these emergency texts on our cell phone from the White House complaining about the Mueller probe, the Department of Justice, the FBI, and so forth and so on. But apparently the major reason they're putting it off, it's going to be on October 3rd, is because FEMA is still dealing with the aftermath of Hurricane Florence, and they just don't want to divert any resources here. Apparently, if you are a subscriber to Verizon, Sprint, AT&T, and the other wireless carriers, this message cannot be blocked. There's no way to block it, which in the event of a real emergency, you wouldn't want to block it anyway. Again, I share the concern. Trump could turn this into another platform for shouting out to the American people, and I would not be at all happy about that. Okay, there's the music. Time for me to get on out of here. I got errands to run this afternoon. Please stay tuned for John Stedmiller. I'm sure he's got lots of interesting things to share with you. Take what you learn here. Share it with everybody that you know. Please keep reminding everybody that the corporate social media, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Google, are heavily censoring and filtering conservative points of view to try and shift the election this November. Please donate to Republic Broadcasting. Please donate to whatreallyhappened.com. We really need your help. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus MagFull clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited. So take a breath, head to aroutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at aroutfitting.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.